Hey guys, yours truly, king of the digital assets. You know all those photos you've collected over the years, kids growing up, that epic vacation, the game last weekend, they're all just sitting around on your phone, dying a slow digital death in that camera app. That's why I love the idea of the Aura Frame. Got sent one of these puppies and it is awesome. Rated number one by Wirecutter, it lets you beam those memories straight from your phone to a stunning digital display. And not just in your home, you can beam that to your mom's home, or your sister, or your brother's, or whoever has an Aura frame. I might get one for my parents preloaded with a year's worth of moments that they'd missed, and instant tears will flow, and the good kind. For a limited time, visit AuraFrames.com and get a $45 discount on their best-selling Carver Matte Frames by using promo code ZABE at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code ZABE. This exclusive Black Friday Cyber Monday deal is their best of the year. So don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Get those digital assets off your phone and where they belong, in front of you and your loved ones.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Today, plausibly live, it's the ZABEcast.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Pollin.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go.
I didn't think Sunday could even come close to the mayhem that we saw on Saturday with college football, but holy shit. All I know, Andy, is when I saw Austin Seibert, or Siebert, or I think his name rhymes with working at Panera Bread next week. When I saw him go out there to attempt the field goal, I said, no! Or the extra point, I should say. It was akin to watching the teenagers go back into the haunted house where the murderer was. Why did Dan Quinn do that?
Well,
what was he watching? Siebert hit one off his ankle earlier in the game.
He did not have it.
He did not have it. And you had a chance to win the game with a 2-point conversion with a slippery running quarterback. Wake up, bro!
Yeah, I was thinking he should have gone for two there, but to be fair to Seibert, the snap was low, and Tressway had to dig it out. Now, I know.
It's still a 33-yard chip shot. Bad snaps happen in the NFL. Seibert is on the breadline. He stinks. That was the worst kicking performance I've seen in 5 years. That one hit his ankle. It was a total yak.
That one was, but this was,
two extra points, Davis. Two extra points, and a field goal that was the worst looking field goal I've seen in a long time. It's reminiscent of the Ian Howfield Oiler game at RFK.
No, it's not.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've hooked into a real Commander's apologist tonight. Andy, what has gotten into you? Kill this guy. This guy cost you the game.
If you're going to put this all on Siebert, you didn't watch the game carefully
enough.
I watched it. Look,
there's other people to blame. And something's wrong with Jaden Daniels. But why are you sticking up for this guy?
Because he has been steady throughout the year. Now, he's missed the last two games with injury. the kick, the field goal that you're talking about, yes, that's on him. I'm not sure you put the extra point totally on him. That was a bad snap.
Didn't he miss another extra point?
Yeah, he did. He did. I mean, he had
two extra points and a field goal that was the crookedest, duckiest looking thing I've ever seen.
It was terrible. Okay. But he also hit a 50-yarder. I know. So,
well, hey, how about that? Well, I'm glad he's got you on his side. I don't get it. Where is your anger for this game? Where is it directed, by the way?
An 11-point
favorite, and you shit the bed, and you're not even mad on a Sunday night? What's gotten into you?
I'm mad that in the first half, they blocked a punt, they blocked a field goal, and they had a couple of other opportunities there, and they came away with 3 points.
Right.
That was awful. I mean, there's this offense has come back to earth, and during the week, Cliff Kingsbury was asked about his team's history of fading in the second half of the season, which – anecdotally, everybody knows.
Right.
And it turned out to be, it was the kind of press conference where the PR guy goes, one more question. And so that turned out to be the last question. He says, well, I'd have to see some data on that, but we're not going to run the triple wing, huh? And then he walked away. And the reality is, there are a lot of points were scored. There were 26 points in this game. But realistically, this offense is beginning to crater, and some of it has to be on him because he does have a history of this.
This is a bad loss. Granted, there was zero expectations for the season. You started to get expectations because of the great start, but the Cowboys came in as an absolute dead fish with
absolutely
a fat man, dead man walking on the sideline in McCarthy and a backup quarterback in Cooper Rush. And you were 11-point favorites. This is a bad, bad loss. I got a text from my buddy, the Felt Father, who is down there at MGM National Harbor, and he says, at least you root for a real team now. I have told you that I'm the person who is married to an abusive spouse. She quit drinking long enough for me to say, I'm still in love, and let's try to make this work. And boom, she starts drinking again. How do we lose to the effing Cowboys like that?
Okay. Realize, if you're going to use this analogy, that spouse is gone. The new spouse is there. This spouse doesn't have a drinking problem. This was a year that was supposed to be about rebuilding. Now, look, this was a terrible, terrible loss. And if you spend 3 hours plus, because this was like a 3.5-hour game.
It took a long time.
Invested in it. It feels like crap when it's over.
Yeah.
But when you zoom out, the drunk spouse is now on his yacht on a $6 billion pile of money and can't even come back to his hometown because nobody wants to see him again. So the bigger picture is much better than it's been in a long time. If this would have happened 3 years ago, oh my God, it's just throw it on the pile of garbage. But in the bigger picture, this is one bump in the road.
I hear you. It will likely cost you guys a chance at the playoffs. Would you not agree?
But,
this will be the one you look back and go, fuck, we could have actually made the playoffs.
They have 7 wins. They have a game against Tennessee at home next week. They go on. They have a bye finally after that.
Wait. What makes you think you're going to beat Tennessee? Tennessee just went down to Houston, beat them.
They did, but this who's the one?
Carolina
that says,
almost this, who's beat the Chiefs.
That says this is a kaleidoscope league.
It is,
and what it looks like 1 week doesn't necessarily mean it looks like the next week. So, what I'm saying to you is, you may be right. This may cost them the playoffs, But I wouldn't say the season is over based on one terrible loss. And if you take out the Chicago game, which they had no business winning, you know, this team is on a slide right now. The only win they would have had would be the Giants game. But the reality is they played well against the Giants. They played pretty well against Pittsburgh. They played like crap against the Eagles. And today was awful. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. The uniforms look great on both sides. If you squinted, you could almost see the old logo. Speaking of which, apparently there is machinations afoot to clear the way for a return of the Blackie Wetzel Indian Head logo. Even though the nickname Redskins is dead forever, do you believe that story out there that says this could actually happen?
Here's what I understand about what was said by Senator Steve Daines in what he did in front of Congress, I guess, or however it worked.
The U.S. Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources voted 17-2 to advance the legislation that would allow the Secretary of the Interior to transfer jurisdiction over RFK Stadium to the District of Columbia so that they could then help the Commanders build a new stadium there, which you've heard me say, that's where it belongs. It's the rug that ties the room together. It's the one thing that can bring the sprawling metropolis of Maryland, D.C., and Virginia together. Okay, continue.
Like to see it happen. It has to go to a full Senate vote. One senator can hold it up. There are two in Maryland that would like to keep it there, and there's a possibility that it may not happen this year. But
Montana Senator Steve Daines has been pushing for this, and he says, look, this logo was designed by a Native American. It was designed with pride and honor, and there's no reason it had to be thrown out with the nickname.
Okay, I think, and what was said here was when they do throwback merchandise or like the Darryl Green number retirement, like Sonny's number retirement last year, that they can't edit out the old logo. In other words, those two players played with helmets.
The highlights
that had that.
Right.
And so they can show that. And I agree with that 100% because that was the name of the team when they played for it. That shouldn't be held against them in any way. Here's what I think is going to happen, though. When they go to throwback uniforms, which they do from time to time, every team does that. I think you could see the logo back on the helmet.
As a throwback, not as a regular.
Right. And I don't think they're going to go to a permanent. However, I think this was a trial balloon back. It wasn't even in the training camp. I think it was like an off-season workouts or mini camp when Dan Quinn wore a T-shirt with a W with two feathers hanging off of it.
Right.
And I think that is likely to be the new logo.
Oh. I'd say Washington Warriors, yellow pants, Indian Head, Blackie Wetzel logo equals,
No,
you're really close. You're really close to being healed again as a fan base.
But I don't think Warriors will necessarily happen.
And why?
There's a big process that you have to go through.
Why?
If you're going to do that. I just don't see it happening.
There's a million teams named Warriors.
But there's you know, trademark rights and so forth.
That's why we have lawyers.
I understand. My feeling has been they should be named the Washington Football Team. Man, that would be my preference. Man.
I've heard that from other people. Dumb idea. It's the lesser of multiple dumb ideas. But don't settle for just a lesser dumb idea. Get a good nickname. Washington Warriors. Feather on the W as the regular throwback Blackie Wetzel Indian Head logo of Two Guns White Calf. And now you're talking. Now you got a large part of the franchise back. More importantly, I noticed, Andy, there was large chunks of the upper deck, wide open, empty red seats. And I thought, wow, they cut down capacity so much at FedEx, or excuse me, Northwest Credit Union Stadium. That they cut back capacity so much, it's the Cowboys who always bring their...
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. So, an interesting thing happened to tonight's podcast, kids. It shit the bed at 12 minutes. It was a 30-minute rip-roaring podcast that is now lost to the vagaries of the Tascam Mixcast 4 home studio recorder. My podcast guru, Chris Broussard, is with us now on the phone because you were the one that noticed. Uh-oh, it's really short. Good evening, Chris. How are you?
That's what she said.
Yeah. And you said, look, as much as this is a who cares, it's Thanksgiving week, just let it slide, you said you can't give your people just 12 minutes on Monday. And it's like you going to the Notre Dame versus Army game at Yankee Stadium. You, too, only saw part of the game. Pick it up from there, my friend. Your two sons went to Notre Dame, and you were there to fight for the Irish. And you had one of the all-time snafus getting into Yankee Stadium.
Yep. 2 hours from the moment that we got off of the subway.
Hours!
The D-train, till we got to our seats.
Wow. 2 hours. And it was 2 hours of navigating all kinds of confusion. Which gate do we go to? Where are we? What entrance is this? There was barricades up and fences and dead ends and all kinds of mayhem.
Well, and one line was for clear. If you have clear like you do at the airport.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you didn't know that until you got in the line or something like that. So, and then the line that we ultimately finally just committed to and went through when we got to the front, there was, count them, one security entrance.
My God. Who was running the game? Yankee personnel?
Oh, yeah. Yankees top to bottom. Like, to buy the tickets or to get the tickets, you actually had to install the Yankee app. Not the MLB app.
Right.
And not the Ticketmaster app, even though it used your Ticketmaster ID. It didn't show up.
That's like when I went to the when I went to the Jaguar game this year, I had to get the Jaguars app. And now, guess who won't stop fucking emailing me asking about how was my experience? The Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah. My experience was, it's over. It's never happening again. So please fuck all the way off, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay. as a lifelong Boston Red Sox fan, this even rubbed even more to the core. It was my brother and I, with my son Steven and his girlfriend, the four of us. And you know, had a great day in New York City. Yeah, there you go. You know, Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral, marching band in Times Square, Notre Dame everywhere. We had a great dinner and up. You know, up on 91st Street.
Nice.
Hopped on the D train at 5:30 for a 7 o'clock game. Got off the train at 6.
Yeah.
Now, you would think that would be plenty of time to get there and see all the pomp and circumstance and the cadets marching on and the band. I mean, it was considered a home game.
Instead, you got 2 hours of being run around. And you weren't the only one, so there has to be a ton of fans that are super pissed off.
What recourse do you have?
What remedy do you have? Have you called Jackie Childs yet to start your lawsuit?
Oh, I'm sure the Steinbrenner boys will be right all over that.
Big Stein didn't want to play a football game there. Big Stein said I didn't like it. Big Stein said there's too much money. I guess I'll have to take it.
Yeah. I mean, just an absolute cluster of a day, of an evening. And then, I mean, fortunately, we had a bunch of people were streaming it on Peacock, so you could kind of see what was going on. But by the time we sat down, it was this 3 minutes into the second quarter.
Oh, my God. That is a major buzzkill. And the fans have no recourse whatsoever.
No.
Let me ask.
You can see it on TV. You can see it on TV because even they made some comment about, you know, sort of a late arriving crowd. It's a little thin here. And I don't know. I can't imagine there were more than a third of the seats full. I mean, it was just nobody was getting in.
Yeah. Well, that sucks overall, but would you do it again?
Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
No.
You're like, no. Did it once. We got burned. Well, good. Yeah. Good. You went, but you did text me. You said going to games is very overrated.
Well, it made me appreciate the, you know, the Notre Dame sort of experience. They're always very well done. Everything that when you go there.
When you go to Notre Dame.
Planning, well, just even moving into the dorms, moving out, you know, I mean, all aspects of it, everything is really pretty well done. They've had a couple of stuff who's here and there. But when you go to a game, getting in and out of the stadium couldn't be easier. And it's very clearly marked. You have a ticket. It tells you what gate to go to.
Right.
And there's usually 15 to 20, you know, x-ray machines or whatever to go through. And you're in and out of there. And getting out, same thing. Couldn't be easier.
Yeah. Well, this was not their monkey, not their circus. So the Yankees fucked it up. Have you gone to any of the Dublin games?
No.
Would you?
Yes, that I would go to.
Okay. I would hope those are run better. So you and your Notre Dame alums and your parents have a lot of message board work to do and Reddit thread work to do to shame the administration, because it's really Notre Dame's fault. They did not have a trusted partner administer the game properly. I would assume on the Army side, they don't give a shit.
You can actually blame it on the convicts. So that's the long story of this.
What convicts?
This game was supposed to be Miami.
It was supposed to be Miami?
Convicts. It was supposed to be Miami. Miami got scurred and backed out.
Oh.
And so then it became, we've got an open date. What are we going to do? And then it kind of quickly came together as a Notre Dame.
Got it.
You know, West Point Army.
Yeah.
Matchup, and where better to have that than Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. So, New York looks great on TV, but if you want to go, good luck. You may not get in on time. You may wait in line for 2 hours.
Well, I talked to multiple people who are like regular Yankee fans. I had not been in that stadium, you know, growing up on Long Island. We went there almost every year, the old stadium for the Yankees Red Sox games. And I was talking to my brother, who was in touch with other people that he knew in the media space and such, and said, what's going on? And they just said, looks like the Yankees were unprepared.
All right. So where did the podcast shit the bed so I can pick it up with you for 10 more minutes to meet our required 30-minute time limit?
I actually didn't get all of the end when I pulled it up and I was looking at it. It was right after as my oldest son is here for Thanksgiving week, was chuckling after your comment about rhymes with works at Panera.
Austin C. Seibert, yes.
I noticed at the time, but it was right around the point where
let's
where,
take a listen.
Andy was lambasting.
Andy was such a pussy tonight. I love him to death. Don't get me wrong. but he has become the softest of the soft. He should be spitting fire after that game. Andy is way too, well, you know, they're still in pretty good shape and there wasn't any expectations. I just want Andy to get mad at something in life. You know, send your soup back, old man. You're an old Jew. You should get mad at something, for God's sakes. Probably why he's so healthy and he's going to live to 100 years old. But what good is living that long if you're never going to get mad at your sports teams when they throw games away? Here, let's take a listen to where this thing
should be my preference.
I've heard that from other people. Dumb idea. It's the lesser of multiple dumb ideas. But don't settle for just a lesser dumb idea. Get a good nickname. Washington Warriors, feather on the W, as the regular throwback Blackie Wetzel Indian head logo of Two Guns White Calf. And now you're talking. Okay, so that's where I left off. So picking up with you, what I talked about with Andy was I noticed a lot of empty seats at Northwest Stadium in the upper deck for this game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he said, well, those seats suck. They're some of the worst upper deck seats in the NFL. And I said, I know, but they reduced capacity quite a lot on that stadium, and it's the Cowboys who always bring a big influx of fans, even if they suck at this point. And the Commanders are good. And it was a beautiful fall day. Like, at some point, you're going to have to start. You want to be able to fill up your own stadium, you think.
Could those have been the Dallas fans that had bought the tickets and said,
maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not going to go be embarrassed.
Yeah. I think it's still a combination of factors. The stadium sucks. People don't like the name. They have chased off a certain chunk of their fan base. And the Cowboy fans are front runners. So you're right. There was a certain contingent of Cowboy fans that said, I am not going to go see this team. But they actually played hard and won the game, including with a 99-yard dynamic kickoff return. I mean, that was hilarious. Like, nobody does that anymore, but the Cowboys just did it in a 20-17 game. And then they failed to cover Terry McLaurin with, like, 11 guys back in coverage. They're like, oh, shit, he's running through us all. Crap, he just tied the game. It was a damn miracle. Then they send out Siebert, and he shits the bed. All right, so let's move on to the next thing I talked to him about, which was college football, which you're a big fan of. Your wife, CB, has become super rabid, hardo college football fan because her sons went to Notre Dame. And not just Notre Dame. She knows the whole landscape. I bet she's talking your ear off about the upcoming committee decision-making that will be widely criticized, I bet, by many in college football.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a full college game day, multiple podcasts throughout the week, press conferences.
She consumes it all. I love it. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll get her on in the next couple of weeks here as this thing comes to a head. What I find hilarious is that everyone thought there wouldn't be much fussing about seeds 10, 11, and 12, right? Yeah. Instead, those are going to be the wildest fucking arguments you have ever heard. Because what the committee, I think, underestimated was this convergence of mega conferences, unbalanced schedules, and the notion that, well, we still kind of want brand names in this thing if possible. We're not thrilled about Boise or Indiana or Army, you know? So there's three things that cannot be squared. And then the fact that conference championship games add one more level of peril for teams that have already proven they're pretty fucking good. Like, I can already see happening. Texas A&M beats Texas. Then they beat Georgia. And now A&M and Georgia both have three losses. And they might have to take two three-loss SEC teams, which will send some fans to the moon and back.
Right. I mean, how does that all play out? And I think it's also, it's the entire 5-12, because the way things are shaking out, if you're not the 5 seed or the 6 seed, it gets real dicey quickly. Because, you know, if you're the 5 seed and you win, guess what you win? The ACC champion. Could be Miami or something. If you're the 6 seed and you win, you could be getting Georgia.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'd rather, and then, you know, there's a big you know, here's a question mark, is Penn State right now is sitting there at likely that 5 seed. Well, what have they done to deserve that? Yeah, they lost not to much. Ohio State, but they don't have any signature wins.
Didn't they beat Texas A&M early in the year?
No, that was Notre Dame.
You said, what does Notre Dame have?
Oh, I'm sorry. What does Penn State have?
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, Notre Dame. Notre Dame is total sus. Yeah. I will admit that, except for the fact that they have over a 300-point margin in their last 8 games. Yeah. I mean, they are just demolishing teams. But, you know, the schedule, you know, when you see people say, oh, that look at the schedule they teed up. Well, when they teed up this schedule 5 years ago, which is where the contracts are signed,
right. It
was supposed to be Florida State. I mean, that was the game I went out to Southland for.
Florida State turned out to be a layup game when it was supposed to be a Donnybrook.
Yeah. I mean, we went out to South Bend for that game specifically because I figured, well, if they beat A&M or maybe their one loss, which they were, not to the right team, but, you know, if they get to that game, you know, Florida State's probably going to be undefeated as well. So that's going to be a early November marquee Saturday night matchup.
Yeah.
That was terrible. And, you know, most of the other teams – yeah, you know, well, you didn't think Florida and then USC. So,
yeah, USC, which escaped a very feisty UCLA in the best color football game matchup, uniform on uniform, one of the rare color on colors. And it's so gorgeous, the contrast in those two color schemes. They escape late on Saturday night, but they are a complete weak sauce team compared to what everyone thought they would be. In Lincoln Riley's second year or third now? It's not going like they thought it would with Lincoln Riley out there at USC. Third year, because he had 2 years of Caleb, right? So anyway. Yes,
two years of Caleb because he brought him with him.
Yeah. And then one more year of this. So Notre Dame had at least a sort of a decent schedule. Did you see what happened in the Arizona State game?
I did not.
My God. So Arizona State, they get the ball first and 10 deep inside BYU's territory after I think a failed onside kick or maybe a turnover, right? All they got to do is run the clock out. But BYU has all their all their timeouts. So Arizona State kind of freaks out. They run one play for -5 yards, another play for another -3 yards. Now they're like third down. All right, what are we doing? They end up on fourth down, having their quarterback scramble backwards, throw the ball in the air with 5 seconds to go, thinking that it would end the game. The referees huddled up after the fans had stormed the field and they had flipped down one of the goalposts. They said, hold on, there's one more second left in the game.
We need those back.
It took like 15 minutes to restore order. It was complete chaos. Not, though, as crazy as the school. Was it Fairleigh Dickinson that took their goalpost down and threw them in a river, over a bridge, into a river? Yeah. You didn't see that, did you?
I did see that.
Okay. Who was it that did? Lehigh. Lehigh.
First time they've ever made the tournament.
Right, because they won their division. And the map showing how far the kids had to walk with the goalposts was crazy. It was like several miles. And there was great video footage of them throwing it off this bridge 30 feet down into the water. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
Yeah, over the river and through the woods.
Over the river and through the woods. So there's going to be a lot of arguing, and there's going to have to be some changes going forward. I don't think expanding again is the right move. Let's just try this out for a couple of years before we get crazy. I think you have to really think hard about these conference championship games and how you're going to account for them, because it's going to get very messy, and I think your Notre Dame has to be forced into a conference when it's all said and done. Much as you would hate it, they're going to be forcing you in.
Well, I mean, Notre Dame has never – I mean, they've tried over the years. They've had conversations about joining a conference.
But, I know, but they don't have to because they cut their own deal.
Choice.
I know.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't always their choice. And even if they want to join the Big Ten, there's some logistical academic issues that they had to change.
Such as?
Restrictions. You have to, they've changed a little bit, but I don't remember the accreditation that you had to have that Notre Dame did not, because typically all the Big Ten schools have a certain accreditation, which has a very large focus on research and postgraduate work. And Notre Dame was very focused on undergraduate.
Really?
So that was a logistical reason why. Now, the speculation was always part of the reason why Big Ten kept doing that was to keep Notre Dame out. And that does go back to the Newt Rockne years. So, yeah. You know, that's the that's kind of the back and forth on that. But
it's, I mean, also
they're sort of in a different situation now where Notre Dame's, their TV deal is about $55 million. And as a Big Ten school, you get about that now with all their TV deals and all that stuff. So, you know, from that end, it's getting closer. I think, you know, I don't know that Notre Dame necessarily where they end up. I quite honestly think they just end up in the college football bracket,
right,
where there's an SEC, Big Ten kind of merger, Big 12. There's, you have 72 teams in this, or maybe like the Premier League, an upper division, a lower division, and
right,
top 12 team get in the playoff.
Right. All right. So there's a couple of things from college that should be noted. Kansas upset Colorado 37-21, a game that was marred by some really horrible, really horrible officiating, including a guy for Kansas coming in like a goddamn missile right on Shador's knee, flipping him like a top. Luckily, he wasn't injured. Shador in the game was going at it with the referees, pushed a referee in the back, got no flag for that, much like there's no flag for the guy going straight at his knees. Very ugly game, but Kansas ends up winning it. Nebraska gets bowl eligible. They had been 0-10 in their last 10 games trying to get bowl eligible, and they did it by beating a Wisconsin team that is the most underwhelming team that's got Luke Fickell in trouble now. And they stormed the field. Fans stormed the field for Nebraska just because they won six games. I mean, so come on now.
So they can go to the, what, Car Quest?
The Meineke Car Care Bowl or something like that. So that was something else.
On a Tuesday in December.
Right. Oklahoma fans stormed the field after they destroyed Alabama 24-3. They stormed the field with 25 seconds left in the game. Hey, you're Oklahoma, okay? You've won national titles in my lifetime. You should not be storming the field ever at this point. Yeah. You're supposed to be one of the heavyweights, but they've had such a down year. Of course, they're now 6-5, so they're bowl eligible there. And then the greatest call of the week was Nick Saban on College Game Day talking about the Auburn-Texas A&M game. They said, well, what do you think Texas A&M should know with their first trip to Jordan-Hare Stadium? And Saban said on College Game Day in the morning, he goes, I tell you what, I'm convinced that place is haunted, like seriously haunted. And they were like, really? What do you mean? He goes, well, look at all the ways we lost there. The kick six. He mentioned another game that they had lost. And nobody really thought much of it until the game ended in four overtimes? I'm looking at the game here. It was three or four overtimes. They went to the two-point conversion, and Texas A&M's guy dropped the two-point conversion when it was literally right in his hands. And I thought, holy shit, Nick Saban is so right. He said that place is haunted. And that's how it goes.
Are you
down.
Surprised at how great Saban is on that show?
No. No, I'm not surprised. Am, why? Because did you not like him before?
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I just thought he was always kind of just a bit arrogant and kind of, you know, kind of like a Bill Belichick, but not
right.
Not mumbles Bill Belichick, but he just seems so dismissive. I just love the McAfee Saban back and
dynamic.
Forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the two of them side by side. I could do without, you know, Herb Street and the dog. Yeah.
Wow. Are you a dog hater? You have a dog, don't
not
you?
Not a dog hater, but I mean, good God. I mean, let Ben give him a moment. I mean, he's already replaced him.
Well, but that dog was already part of his stable. He's got four Goldens from the same breeder. So it's more of a next pup up kind of situation. I can't hate it.
That, but it just, it felt like a little, it felt like Ben needed a couple more weeks. Right.
Well, what I need to get to the bottom of, burning question, is McAfee really footing the bill out of his own bank account for these outlandish, I'll give you 400 grand if you make this kick? I don't believe it. I don't believe anyone is that generous. He's not Bill Gates. He's not Elon Musk.
I got to believe ESPN's given him a pool of money, yes, or something like that. Yeah, there's no way.
He bet Billy Napier in a little pregame walk and talk, which I love that feature, by the way, where they just talk to the coach on the empty stadium field. He said, hey, if you can hit the crossbar with a pass from 30 yards out, I'll give you $1 million. And it came uncomfortably close.
Yeah.
I'd like to know the real bottom line on that. So, all right. Well, look.
Where are they off to next week? I haven't seen yet. Have you?
I'm just getting my bearings here after watching the NFL this Sunday. And I didn't expect to have to come in and mop up the podcast. The red light is recording right now. Hopefully it actually works, you fuckers from Tascam, you homemade engineer bullshit. I mean, I do like, there's a lot of things about this machine I like more than the Rodecaster Pro, but there's a little element to it. It's like, this is an engineering home project. We hope it works right. All right. Well, thanks for helping me save it. Sorry to take up 25 minutes and 28 seconds of your time. Podcast complete. Thanks for listening, people. Sorry I cut Andy short. Don't worry. He was pretty boring anyways. I'll make him more interesting next week by continuing to poke the bear. All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right.
All right. See ya. Just one look
at you. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.